Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. Rose and I welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. It is midweek, the midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show, October the 8th, 2014. We are broadcasting live from AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. We're also live streaming the show, which means you don't need to be in front of a radio. You could be in front of a computer or wherever, because you can hear the program at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. Podcasts and our complete show archive also available 24/7 on my website, buckmastershow.com. We'll get things rolling with our ongoing candidate interview series. Today, up to the plate, congressional hopeful retired United States Air Force Colonel Martha McSally. 20 past the hour, Comet discoverer Dr. David Levy joins us. 30 past the hour, State Representative Bruce Wheeler talks about his bid for re-election to the Arizona House. Then we'll close out the show with Pima County Recorder F. Ann Rodriguez. The Buckmaster Show live line number is 790-2040. It is now officially open. You can also visit us on Facebook under Bill Buckmaster. Now let's welcome Colonel McSally. Martha, how are you?
I'm good, Bill. How are you doing?
Doing very well. Thank you for asking. Last night, you and Ron Barber faced off on public television. How did it go? How do you think you did?
Well, I think it went very well. As I said in my opening statement, I consider this a job interview with the voters. And when you clear away the clutter of all the slick, lying attack ads, you know, asking the voters to just take a fresh look at our qualifications, our record, our experience, and the impact that we've made. And also for Ron, this is a performance evaluation. Are you better off than you were 3 years ago? And in issue after issue, area after area of people's lives in our community, the answer is no. And Washington is not working for us, whether it's the economy, the border, VA, national security, the A-10, which is only funded till December 11th. I mean, issue after issue after issue. Ron Barber talks a good game, but when push comes to shove, he's been incredibly ineffective, and it's time for leadership that actually makes things happen. And the fact that, you know, a sitting member of Congress spends the majority of his debates, instead of defending his record as to why he should be hired again, he takes things out of context and perpetuates the lies in order to try and attack me and vilify me. I mean, that's all you got? That's all you got to bring to the job interview? That's pretty pathetic.
Well, a lot of time was spent on the ads, but I'm not going to get into all that right now, because I think what really is important to the voters right now are the big issues. And let's start with national security. And there's a sharp contrast, isn't there, between you and Congressman Barber about how to handle the Islamic State fighters?
Well, actually, the sharp contrast, Bill, is in our background and our qualifications and our credibility on national security. Look, you know, Ron may be a nice guy, but he has zero experience and background in this area. And he can be handed talking points from his staff, but these are complex issues. I've got 30 years of experience in national security, wore the uniform for 26, 325 combat hours myself, 6 combat deployments to the Middle East, 2 master's degrees, working on Senator Kyle's defense and foreign affairs staff, leading counterterrorism operations for the whole continent of Africa, part of the leadership team for our counterterrorism missions in the Middle East and Afghanistan, and then I served as a professor of national security studies at the Marshall Center. So he's just got no say in what's going on right now. The Obama administration is failing us in their foreign and defense policy that has put us in this situation where Al-Qaeda and Islamist extremist elements have metastasized and grown and are more capable than pre-9/11. And the best thing that the voters can do, who are very concerned about this and the potential threat, not just to our national interests, but to the homeland, is to elect somebody to Congress who can provide that oversight to the failing Obama administration. And Barber doesn't have a say because he doesn't have a clue. And so that's the biggest contrast between the two of us. Look, we've got to use all elements of national power to address this threat and to destroy ISIS and address the other al-Qaeda elements. This is a generational struggle, and after all the blood and treasure that we have spent in the Middle East, Those of us who've worn the uniform are the ones who least want, you know, to go to war again. But we have got to defend America from these threats. And right now, Obama reluctantly was sort of dragged into using military power, but he's using it incredibly anemically. I mean, he's supposedly approving every target. I mean, he went 5 weeks saying we've had 150 strikes, airstrikes. Like, give me a break. I mean, we have the capability, if we use the full force of America's air power, to do 2,000 sorties a day. We could have caught ISIS on their heels when they had their command and control and their military capability and logistics out in the open. That's when we should have gone after them, using the, you know, the principles of war, of surprise, and economy of force, and using everything we can in order to roll them back. But instead, he's using these pinpricks and telling the enemy, we won't do this and we will do that, because he's incompetent. And so when it comes to who we should send to Congress to ask the right questions, there's a clear contrast between Barbara and I's background, and he just doesn't know what he's talking about.
You know, airstrikes, when you look at history, certainly in the 20th century and then into the 21st century, airstrikes alone usually can't get the job done. Would you agree with that?
Well, you know, it depends, again, what mission we're trying to do. If we are trying to destroy the command and control and the logistics and the military capability of ISIS and get it to where it's not continuing to expand, in the region, which they currently control an area the size of Indiana, we absolutely can use airstrikes in order to do that. But we have to use them in a way that actually brings the full capability to bear. And that's not what the Obama administration is doing. And so this whole argument of, you know, airstrikes versus boots on the ground, I think is a very false argument. As I mentioned, we need to use all elements of our military power at the right time, at the right size. And we certainly could model what we did in the early days of Afghanistan, and we've even got better capabilities now to do that, where indigenous forces are the ones that are actually, you know, helping to secure territory on the ground, but we're using our asymmetric capability of intelligence and on many levels our intelligence capabilities overhead, intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance aircraft, and then airstrikes with, you know, whether it's Tomahawk missiles made here, right here at Raytheon, or whether it's the air power from Air Force and Naval aircraft. We've got the capability to really destroy their military capabilities and then use all elements of national power, diplomatic, get our allies involved to stop financing them and the foreign fighters that are flowing over the borders, and, you know, get Europe to start stepping up, because they've got a number of people with passports there that are being trained, and their security is at threat too. That takes global leadership, and unfortunately for almost 6 years now, Obama is just failing to lead, and no one takes us seriously. And so that's one reason why we're in the situation that we're in right now.
How about the economy? Of course, that's a huge issue, too. Where do you and Ron Barber differ on that?
Oh, we differ tremendously. Again, you know, he's had almost 3 years in Congress, and Tucson just came out. The Wall Street Journal reported in the last jobs report, of all the cities in the nation, Tucson, Arizona has lost more jobs since August 2009 than any other city in the nation, 23,500 jobs less. We're at an unemployment rate in this district of 9.2%. We can't afford to have two more years of Ron Barber warming the seat in Congress when it comes to these issues. We need someone who's going to champion small business interests, not just talk about it. And he may say he, you know, supports economic growth, but if you look at who's getting behind me, National Federation of Independent Business represents small business, and has looked at his voting record and my philosophy, they're behind me. The National Home Builders Association, Associated Builders and Contractors, the General Contractors, the Restaurant Association, National in Arizona, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, everybody who cares about economic growth has looked at his abysmal record. When push comes to shove, he votes with Pelosi for more regulations, more taxes, hurting small business, and that's why they're getting behind me. So we can't afford two more years of this. If, you know, people are worse off than they were 3 years ago. Middle-class families are getting squeezed by the failed policies, and Ron Barber's doing nothing to fix it. So it's time for a change.
How important was that endorsement from the Arizona Republic this week?
I think it was significantly important, and I know it's not our Tucson paper, but, you know, they look at all the state races, and I don't think they've ever gotten behind a Republican challenger before against a Democrat incumbent. So please, everybody, look that up. I earned their endorsement. They endorsed Barber 2 years ago. they're now recognizing that it's time for a change. We need new leadership, looking at my background and the things that I bring to serve Southern Arizona. And it was a very strong endorsement. So, you know, we're waiting to hear whether the Arizona Daily Star follows suit. I think we're going to hear that this weekend. But I think it's significantly important for people to realize that this is a contrast of ineffectiveness versus leadership. And there's a clear choice here, and it's time for us to change.
Do you want to clear the air on any issues that perhaps you feel are really blatantly untrue that you would like to set the record straight for?
Absolutely, Bill. Look, every single attack ad that Ron Barber and his allies are running against me is based on lies and mistruths, and they're trying to instill fear in people. It's straight out of the Democrat National Playbook against any Republican. They're trying to instill fear in seniors, middle class, and women. Look, I've never said I wanted to prioritize Social Security or voucherize Medicare. I have repeatedly spoken out against that. I am for preserving and protecting programs for current seniors and also making sure those programs are available for my generation and the one that follows us, and I'm willing to lead on that issue. Barbara is the only one in this campaign that has voted repeatedly to rob Medicare of $716 billion to pay for Obamacare. And he is doubled down and justifying those cuts to Medicare Advantage in the debate with me in 2012. He knows he has a problem with seniors, and so that's why he's lashing out. He knows he has a problem with the middle class, because the middle class is worse off now than when he came into Congress. And so he's trying to somehow attack me. I don't want to raise taxes on the middle class. I'm in the middle class. I mean, give me a break. I support educational initiatives. I support access to higher education. I have three federally funded degrees, for crying out loud. Of course I support Pell Grants and student loans and the GI Bill. I held a higher education roundtable with thought leaders in the community and parents and students, and I'm willing to figure out how to bring the cost of higher education down so people have economic opportunity and it's not bankrupting them or our country. And let's see, what else have they been attacking me on, Bill? I can't remember. There's so many lies.
Well, I'm about out of time. Probably don't have any more time for all of it, but we do want to urge people. There is one more debate, right, in Sierra Vista coming up, right?
Yes. Well, there is one more scheduled in Sierra Vista on the 14th. We are still continuing to challenge Barbara to another debate. The Tucson Metro Chamber of Commerce and the Tucson Hispanic Chamber of Commerce have offered to co-host a debate focused on the economy, and our current congressman with an abysmal record in jobs is refusing that debate. So I still want to encourage your listeners to put pressure on our congressman to step up and defend his abysmal record in Tucson with a crowd in front of those two organizations that represent small businesses in our community.
All right, Martha McSally, it's McSallyForCongress.com for more information. Thank you, Colonel, for being with us.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Do you have flood or fire damage to your home?
Floods and fires can attract termites to the home and destroy pest prevention measures. Five Star Termite and Pest Control has a comprehensive treatment plan to protect your refurbished home. Five Star treats the building materials of the home not once, but twice. You can have Five Star's most thorough treatment protecting your home, and your homeowner's insurance covers it.
So before your restoration begins, call Five Star Termite and Pest Control, 886-0045.
We're Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Oh, Toto, we've just got to get home. Oh, no, not the car. What now?
If I had had a brain, I would have taken the car to Perfection Auto Works.
Now my heart's breaking because I didn't take the car to Perfection Auto Works.
Gee, Dorothy, I should have had the courage to tell you to take the car to Perfection Auto Works for their free 26-point inspection.
Aw, nut.
No more excuses. You will take your car to Perfection Auto Works. Then you can go home.
Now click your heels three times and you will arrive at Perfection Auto Works.
Call Perfection Auto Works at 323-8650. That's 323-8650 or perfectionautoworks.com.
There's no place like Perfection Auto Works. There's no place like Perfection Auto Works. There's no...
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a 4-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 27 years as the place to see fine Persian and top quality imported and antique rugs at competitive, affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery is located in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and on the web at ruggalleryaz.com. Also, look for us on Facebook. Call 571-RUGS. That's 571-7847.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show Midweek Edition. Let's go now to Vail, Arizona, the home of Dr. David Levy, where he does all of his observatory work out of the Vail, Arizona Observatory. David is the former science editor of Parade Magazine, now head of and founder of Sharing the Sky Science Education Organization. Of course, Dr. Levy is one of the most successful comet discoverers in history. David, how are you today? Did you get a chance to see the second lunar eclipse of the year this morning?
Actually not. The last night's eclipse was the most interesting eclipse I did not see. The sky did show some stars from time to time, and the moon, the area where the eclipse moon was, got bright from time to time, but I never actually saw it. But I did see the progress of the darkening sky and the brightening sky after the totality was over. That part I did see. Well, what I missed was actually seeing the eclipsed moon.
It was nice from what the pictures I've seen on the internet. It must have been really spectacular.
Fairly dark, because there have been volcanic eruptions lately that darkens the Earth's shadow.
Well, we've got a solar eclipse coming up October 23rd, right around the corner.
We certainly do. It is the 23rd of October, which happens to be the anniversary of my first failed marriage.
Oh, my God.
A long time ago, and it's the only significant October 21st since then, I think. And so I'll be looking forward to seeing that. Hopefully by then the sky will be nice and clear.
What time will that be available for us?
I think it'll be late in the afternoon in Tucson. There'll be it'll be about 30 or 40% of the sun will be covered by the moon. And with a filter and a telescope, we'll be able to see the onrushing moon cover the sunspots and other things, and then release the solar spoils afterwards as it goes on its way out. Should be pretty interesting.
We've got a nice meteor shower coming up also in October.
Yes, we do. It's the Orionids, which come from Halley's Comet, and there are two of them coming up, and the Orionids are one of my favorites, and I hope that I'll be observing that. The following week, we have the Taurids, which come from an area near the Pleiades. And the Orionids come from Halley's Comet. The Taurids come from Encke's Comet, which reminds me of a very famous astronomer, I would call him, who actually observed the Pleiades many times. And he even wrote a poem about them. The astronomer's name was Alfred Lord Tennyson, in Locksley Hall in 1842, and he wrote, "Many a night I saw the Pleiades rising through the mellow shade, glitter like a swarm of fireflies tangled in a silver braid."
Hmm, nice. David, can you take a quick question from one of our Buckmaster Show listeners, please?
Certainly, yes.
Let's go to the live line, and Tom, go ahead, Tom, you're with Dr. Levy.
Dr. Levy, when will the next two blood moons happen next year?
I'm not sure yet, because we just had last night's, but I suspect they'll be in the next spring and next fall.
And David, again, could you summarize for our listeners what characterizes and what is the blood moon?
I don't know, but when the moon becomes dark red during an eclipse, it's kind of takes the color of blood red. And so lately, the press has turned to calling it a blood moon, which it really isn't. It's just the Earth's atmosphere that is darkening the normal bright white color of the moon and turning it a dark red for a while.
And by the way, I do have those dates, thanks to ACE producer Rosemary Brandt, coming in 2015, April 4th and September 28th, according to CNN. Thank you, Rose.
So I was about right then.
Yeah, you were. David, what's this, getting back to the quote of the day from Lord Tennyson, you're going to meet perhaps the poet's great-grandson next month.
Actually, his great-great-grandson. I'm hoping to meet him in London on November 11th. And it's certainly going to be a highlight for me if I can pull that off. I have a few questions I want to ask him. I did ask him once if his great-great-grandfather helped inspire him to become a scientist, which he is. He is an astronomer. And turns out he said, well, maybe in the negative way. He said that the Tennyson shadow has really cast a long way over the generations. And he said, I wanted to be as far from poetry as possible, so I became an astronomer.
you're going to Europe next month, then?
Next month, yeah.
Well, I hope you have safe travels, David. Thank you very much for being with us. We'll talk to you in November.
Okay, thanks so much, Bill. Take care and enjoy your day, and don't get too wet.
All right, thank you. Dr. David Levy with us on the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by our friends in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. It seems like, and I think this is pretty accurate, just about every weekend in the autumn, there has been something going on, a lot of fun over in Silver City, and it's only 3 hours east of Tucson. This weekend is what they call the Red Dot Art Weekend. Come celebrate the visual arts on Columbus Day weekend, and there are so many wonderful art galleries in downtown historic Silver City. And it's a great place just to go kind of gallery hopping in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. And again, just 3 hours east of Tucson. Check out their website, which is southwestnewmexico.org. It has the complete list of all of the great places to stay and the many things to do, hiking in a really lovely environment of the Gila National Wilderness. Great places to stay like Cottage of Whispering Canyon and Georgetown Cabins. Midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show will continue at a few minutes after the bottom of the hour. We'll continue with our interview series. State Representative Bruce Wheeler will be up to the plate as we continue with Buckmaster.
News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The government is taking new steps aimed at preventing more Ebola cases from showing up in the U.S. undetected. The White House says officials will start taking the temperatures of travelers from West Africa arriving at 5 major U.S. airports that will start on Saturday. The Pentagon says U.S. and coalition airstrikes have forced some Islamic State terrorists out of the Syrian border town of Kobani. But a Pentagon spokesman says the town may yet fall under the extremist control because air power alone, not enough to prevent that. Minutes of the Federal Reserve's latest meeting show that policymakers are moving away from linking an increase in interest rates to any specific time period. Wall Street's pleased with that, stock sharply higher. The Dow is up about 247 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, this is Ken Flower of the number one party rental company in Southern Arizona. Say hello to some of our satisfied customers who to us are also number one.
Bob Schaff with Customers for Life Consulting.
Bill Hussey with Clear Channel Outdoor and the Centurions.
Joseph Blair, community leader and founder of Blair Trader Group.
Red Cross Director Richard White.
Bert Williams with Williams and Associates.
Bill Harlow of Harlow Gardens.
Wow, what a lineup. You can join the party, too. Arizona Party Rental, on Speedway or online at arizonapartyrental.net.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
The car's bubbling over again.
Well, I can fix that.
No, Fester, we're going to take it to Perfection Auto Works. We want it fixed right the first time.
Yeah, Fester, don't you remember the last time you tuned up the car?
Yeah.
And the brake job you did?
Yeah.
Yes, my good man. We're taking the car to Perfection Auto Works at 323-8650. Now, where are my keys?
You rang?
Ah, thank you, Thing.
Perfection Auto Works, 1046 North Beverly at Speedway, 2 blocks west of Craycroft, since 1994. 323-8650. Or visit our website at perfectionautoworks.com. 323-8650.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad
is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It's our midweek edition. We're broadcasting from AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, and we're live streaming at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. We continue now with our ongoing series, interviewing as many of the candidates for state and federal office as possible before Election Day. Elected to the Arizona House in 2010, State Representative Bruce Wheeler represents residents of Legislative District Number 10, along with State Senator David Bradley and State Representative Stephanie Mock at the Capitol. He is the Assistant House Minority Leader. He serves on the House Ways and Means Committee, the Rules Committee, and Ethics Committee. He is a former Tucson City Council member. He was on the council from 1987 until 1995. Representative Wheeler and Stephanie Mock, both Democrats, are facing Republican challengers Bill Wildish, a teacher, and Todd Clodfelter, a small business owner. Representative Wheeler, how are you today?
Bill, I'm doing really good. How are you? It's always good to be on your show and listening to your other guests chime in as well.
Thank you very much, Bruce, for being with us. And front page of the Arizona Republic today, I don't know if you got a chance to take a look at it. State budget outlook is grim. The latest forecast calling for $1 billion deficit by 2016. This is not good news.
It is not, and we've been saying that. We, the Democratic Caucus, has been pointing that out to the majority for at least 2 years. We've been referring to the fiscal cliff. The reason we brought that up 2 years ago is because the legislature, the majority party, the Republicans, passed an unneeded and unrequested corporate tax cut, which is going to exceed $500 million in tax breaks for major corporations in Arizona. So that's the primary reason that we're going to be facing that fiscal cliff.
And then we have the issue that I think will be the big one in the upcoming session, what to do about our public school system and the money that the courts have ruled is owed to Arizona public school students.
Well, that's correct. That's another looming issue that I was hoping that the governor would call a special session either in November or December to address that $317 million that is owed right now in this fiscal year. And by the way, I don't know if it was in the Republic, but the Joint Legislative Budget Committee, which is the nonpartisan budget crunching committee in the legislature, said that that is now ballooned to $336 million with the new estimates. The good news out of that pocket, the $336 million, is that that can be taken out, and we have the majority of us in the minority party have pointed out that with $465 million in the rainy day fund, that we can take that $317 now $336 out of there and still have well over $100 million left over for the rest of the fiscal year for contingency purposes.
Yeah, that is in that Arizona Republic article today, and this came out of the Legislative Financial Advisory Committee, which really has revised some of the numbers. As you say, that number now on the school issue has been revised upward. But you're saying, and I believe a lot of your colleagues in the Democratic Party, including Fred Duvall running for governor, that we should settle this. Let's take the money from the rainy day fund and move on. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, our nominee, Fred Duvall, is absolutely right. We're reasonable, obviously. I've successfully worked across the aisle with Republicans, and we've had some major and significant successes doing that. And I think this is one in which even the current Republican House Appropriations Committee Chairman, John Kavanaugh, even though he's resisting paying the $336, he's saying, if we have to pay anything, let's take this deal. So otherwise, as you mentioned, will be $1.2 billion in arrears. And so I want to be realistic. I want to take into account what the reality on the ground is and not some fantasy number crunching and say, let's take the deal, let's pay the $336 million right now. And every year from now on, as the voters expressed their will through the initiative process, therefore becoming law, that is what the legislature must by law do.
You have run a lot of campaigns. You've been in politics a long time. What is the mood right now as you talk with voters? What is their number one issue on their mind, Bruce Wheeler?
There's an urgency. People are really concerned. I don't think I had to be campaigning to realize that. I feel it in my own family, my neighbors. We are just not as optimistic as a society, as a state, as we were in the past generation about our opportunities and our chances. I mean, if you look at the cuts to education in Arizona since 2008, where Arizona still remains 49th or 50th in statistics for education, performance, graduation, classroom sizes, et cetera, and the way we do not honor as we should honor our teachers and compensate our teachers, all that is coming to roost. And so the quality of our education is deteriorated because of legislative decisions. And the opportunity for those graduates or those kids that go on to technical schools to get a job is also less secure than it was in our previous generations. So I think that's a real serious problem. And that's one reason why I personally came out of retirement to address these issues. And of course, Bill, I picked the easy subjects like education and the economy, but you know what? They are number one and number two, and they're interrelated, and they need to be addressed. And they, unfortunately, have not adequately been addressed in the state of Arizona.
And for folks who do not know, Bruce Wheeler, this is his second time up at the state legislature. I mean, second cycle. Back in the 70s, Bruce Wheeler was up in the legislature, and it was a totally different environment. We've talked about this before. There seemed to be a spirit of nonpartisanism. It was a little better this last session. Am I reading that fairly accurately, Bruce?
Yeah, it was a little bit better. First of all, it's much worse than it was in past decades. But it was better in the sense that all the Democrats joined with a handful of Republicans, for instance, to pass Medicaid expansion, which was transformative, which was critical. It got health institutions and hospitals out of a decline of $770 million in uncompensated cuts, and it added 330,000 people to the welfare roll. So it has improved in that bit, but Bill, the Republicans that are moderates, and they used to be the majority of the Republican Party. Now they're the very small minority. Their effectiveness is being undercut because the majority of Republicans have been threatening them with censures. You've seen how even Senator McCain was censured by the Arizona Republican Party precinct committee persons. There were attempts to do that in LD8 against two moderate and serious-minded legislators, T.J. Shope and Frank Pratt, who were told they could not participate in Republican debates by their own Republican Party. So the retributions and retaliation against those Republicans who are moderates and choose to cooperate and work with the Democratic Party is shameful that's going on. But my hat goes off to them for still at least standing up for their principles.
So you're basically saying a lot of the Republicans kind of feel they have a target on their back when it comes to some of these issues.
There is no doubt about it. The Republicans who are willing to compromise and work with Democrats definitely have targets on their backs. Remember how Governor Brewer last year, a little over 1 year ago, was called a Judas by the Republican chairman of the Maricopa County Republican Party.
All right, Bruce, we're going to have to wrap it up with you. We're trying to interview as many candidates as possible between now and Election Day, and we thank you for being with us. For more information, BruceWheeler2014.com. Did I get that right, Bruce?
You got it, Bill. Thanks, and thanks so much for everything you do for our community.
Thank you very much. Bruce Wheeler with us on the Buckmaster Show. For those callers, and there were a couple of them who called in just at the end of the interview, I'm very sorry, but we've got to move on and call back a little bit earlier next time. We'll be right back.
Your car doesn't define you. It simply defines your sense of style. At Plutus Motor Group, we offer individually selected automobiles, including fine European imports, because we appreciate your unique tastes. What defines us is our discerning sense of quality, integrity, and a simplicity you'll find refreshing. Visit Plutus Motor Group and visit our collection. Plutus Motor Group, it's the experience. PlutusMotorGroup.com.
The important message you're about to hear is brought to you by Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona.
Is your water hard to live with? Are you tired of water that tastes bad and smells bad too? Do you have hard water buildup on your shower walls, tile, and faucets? Are you tired of dry skin and dull hair? Are you tired of dingy laundry? What about premature replacing of faucets, fixtures, dishwashers, and water heaters? Well, it's time to do something about it, and Culligan Water of Tucson has a solution. A high-efficiency water softener that can eliminate these problems for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months rental with an annual service agreement. It's easy. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700 for complete details on this introductory offer. This is a limited-time offer, so call us today and start enjoying all the benefits and the savings of a Culligan high-efficiency water softener now. Remember, 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2 hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson, it's the way to go.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us they'd get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Get Cox Business Internet and voice for only $99 per month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get your first month free. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 1/4/15. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show at 12:51. While we're waiting for F. Ann Rodriguez, Pima County Recorder, I am very curious to hear from Buckmaster Show listeners about these campaign ads. We talked a little bit about it in our first interview with Congresswoman hopeful Colonel Martha McSally. Are you even listening to these ads at this point? I mean, there's so many of them on the airwaves, 790-2040. I would love to hear what you think about that, 790-2040. I mean, we're being barraged by the campaign ads. Do they make a difference? I wonder really if they do at this stage of the campaign. Do people really, do they listen to this? Is it changing anybody's minds? So much money is being spent on this subject of campaign ads. And I wonder what you folks have to say about it. And I would love to hear from you at 790-2040 on the Buckmaster Show live line. And we are ready. Charles is up first. Charles, I'd like to hear what you have to say. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Bill. We have a long tradition, a 200-year-plus tradition in this country, of vicious and vitriolic ads. If you think about the arguments where John Adams and Thomas Jefferson didn't speak to each other for almost 15 years over some of the vitriol and some of what was said between them, I think it shows that we're respecting a long tradition, and I don't think it's bad for the country at all.
Charles, do you think that people tune out the ads, or do you think they, obviously somebody feels they make a difference, because look at the millions of dollars that are being spent?
Well, they make a difference to the people who don't tune into anything but the ads in the last few weeks of a campaign. If people are informed, which I would assume that your listeners are, and my listeners are, I don't think the vitriol in the ads makes that much difference to them. But to people who hear nothing else but the last two or three weeks of a campaign, hear those ads and base their judgments on them, yeah, if they didn't work, the candidates wouldn't be using them.
Charles, thank you very much. Let's put a quick plug in, Charles, for your show. Go ahead.
Oh, listen to Liberty Watch, Sundays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and and so that government remains servant, not master. And you do a very good job of that, too, in a much different way. No, you do short-form interviews, but you do a very good service in letting people hear both sides and being very even-handed. I admire your ability not to get aggravated when people say things that are clearly not true.
Thank you very much, Charles. It has been our hope and will be and will continue to hope to have, and we have scheduled, I think, between when we first started doing the interviews, Rose, in mid-September, we pretty much put together 30-35 candidate interviews. So on a one-hour show, we have really been putting as many into the program as possible. Charles called us on 790-2040. Let's go now to Dan on the Buckmaster Show. Dan, you're up to the plate. What do you think? Too many of these ads?
Yes, too many. I don't know who's paying for all that stuff, but a couple of days ago, we got a telephone call saying that it was just a telephone. I didn't get to talk to him, but something about McSally was strictly a product of affirmative action. It's the only reason she got into flight training in the military, and some words to that effect. I don't know who's paying for those things, but is that true or not?
I have no idea. You know, these ads, Dan, are paid for by independent expenditures that supposedly the candidates have nothing to do with this. So many charges, Dan, have been made back and forth. I, for one, tune out a lot of this, but one of the reasons that this particular program does not carry political ads, and there aren't many, if you would go across the country, find how many talk shows would turn down all political ads, I would say there are very few, and this is one of them, just because we feel that we want to be really impartial, kind of play it down the middle, and perhaps putting some of these commercial ads for the candidates up against some of our sponsors who may not believe in what they're hearing from the political ads. So we strive to be unbiased, and that's our way of doing it since we started this talk show back in 2011. We made that decision not to do political ads. Yes, am I turning down a lot of money during the election season? Indeed, I am. But there are some things that are more important to me, like our show pledge. If you go to the BuckmasterShow.com website, this is a pledge that we came up with, and it's been on our website since we started this venture. Listener opinions matter. Number one, respect the audience. This is a forum for ideas. Bring in quality guests and have informed listeners. So I think we are accomplishing that. Let's go back to the live line. Matt is with us. Matt, you're up to the plate.
Well, I just wanted to say to everybody that we should welcome every ad because it's money coming into our district. Mm-hmm. It's money that's helping to pay people's salaries in all, and those people go out and they spend money in Tucson. So all this money coming into Tucson, because we are a district that potentially attracts attention from outside of Arizona, it's a good thing. It brings in a lot of money that this community can use for lots of good things. And so that's why I'm for all the ads they want to spend on in our TV studios and radio stations and so forth, and local advertising, whatever they want to spend. That's money that's helping Tucson's economy. So I think we can put up with the ads for a short time.
And Matt, that's a good point. And just because I don't take the political ads here for this hour, I certainly...
And I respect that you don't.
I certainly...
Yeah, that's no criticism of you. I apologize if it...
I was just going to say...
Because those ads are going to other stations. That the reason that you do what you do is to be respected and admired, And it should be, it'd be nice if it was replicated elsewhere on those principles.
But thank you, Matt.
You stand alone, and we respect you for that.
Thank you. And I was going to just add that that when we do have requests for political ads, we don't send them, my recommendation is not to another station. We send them right up front to the front office. And his name is Doug, and his wife's name is Mary, and the Martins own the radio station, and they are very happy that we send the business then that way. So, Matt, thank you very much.
Take care.
All right. The Buckmaster Show is produced by Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC. We are solely responsible for the content. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is provided by our friends at Culligan. Thank you, Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your residential and commercial needs. Things always work out for the best. F.N. Rodriguez was not able to join us. She was in a very important meeting. But there are plenty of other times we will work in an opportunity to speak with the county recorder before Election Day. That's going to do it for Buckmaster Midweek Edition. On behalf of our producer, the lovely and talented Rosemary Brandt, I'm Bill Buckmaster, urging you to listen to our other local talk shows, For Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw. That's 4 to 5 in the afternoon. Then 3 hours of local talk from 6 to 9 every morning with Chris and Joe, and then the Daily Double from 8 to 9 with Chris DeSimone. Great programming here on KVOI. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.